Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Happy first day of football. Eagles, Cowboys play tonight. Football is back. I know the girls are pumped. Don't sound too excited, girls.
Woo, my draft's starting, I guess. No, you told me that.
Your fantasy football is starting.
Yeah, my draft.
Not your draft.
You already did your draft. So the draft.
But it's
already,
now being engaged.
I guess. I mean, no one would say, like, oh, my draft is starting. That's right. Not like a term us guys would use when we do fantasy football.
I can't do anything right.
Let's start off the show with some other good news. Besides football being back, someone was in the hospital for over 200 days, and then a miracle happened. I'll tell you what that miracle is next on the Brett Maga Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
It is the Brett Maga Show. We always like to kick off the show with some good news. And how about someone waiting in the hospital for over 200 days and then a miracle happened? It's an 11-year-old named Ava. She was in the hospital after having 5 different open heart surgeries. And then last year started experiencing heart failure again. So she was in the hospital for over 200 days. That means missing out on school, means celebrating holidays like Christmas, birthdays, in the hospital and waited for over 200 days. Finally received a heart transplant. The heart is working okay, and she's actually going back to school now, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome.
That's fantastic.
Seems like there's no signs of rejection after having so many different heart difficulties and those 5 surgeries. Finally got a heart transplant and is now back to school. Miracles do happen. What a powerful story. Now, that's some good news.
The polls are open.
Poll today on the Brett Maga Show. Hannah had listed out her greatest fears in life. And coming in at number 3, guys, was not knowing she's pregnant and then giving birth. That was her third biggest fear.
Hey, it happens.
Yeah, it does.
I see it on TikTok all the time.
It could happen right now.
All of a sudden,
her water just broke.
All of a sudden, Kevin delivers the baby.
Right. Yeah, that could happen.
But let's talk about your top 2 fears. Wasn't your top 2 fears like having like getting your home robbed, like burglarized?
Yep.
And the other one that normal people do and that people are freaking out about is having your phone hacked. Like you got your phone stolen. Which would you be more nervous? Phones broken into, house broken into.
Obviously, I'd be more worried about my home being invaded or robbed. That's definitely what I'd pick. And honestly, my phone being gone through, I basically share everything to everyone anyway, so yeah. I don't think there'd be any like bombshells in my phone that you don't already know or expect.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Hannah on that. You know, it's like, oh, hey, look, you stole my phone. You got a nice picture of my dog.
They would steal Kevin's phone and be like, I don't know how to use this. This iPhone 1.
Yeah, right. How do you log in?
Do you like to dial at the rotary?
Right, exactly. Joke's on you, thief.
Yeah, literally.
I have a lot of expensive things in my home, like all my camera equipment.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
And my work laptop, and now my gaming laptop that I just bought.
My gaming laptop. Right.
Anything but the Sims.
Exactly. I can't lose Sims.
I thought your passwords would be on your phone. I thought AB would be most likely, like, she keeps everything. She has, like, on her notes, she has, like, notes, like, Excel sheet notes from, like, 20 years ago. Like, these were the names of all my stuffed animals when I was 2. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy, the list. That could all be gone, erased from your life.
Yeah, but I can't afford to buy new camera equipment. I don't have that kind of money.
It's not the camera equipment. You care about Sims. I can't afford to ruin my place in Sims. If someone stole my phone, they'd be like, cool, it's out of storage. This thing sucks.
Yeah.
Like, please steal my phone.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Parents, let's find out about peak stress time. Spoiler alert, you're about to experience it very, very soon.
Uh-oh.
Here in Keep It Moving, I put 2 minutes on the clock, I read a headline, and then Hannah tells me, either keep it moving or tell me more. Do you want to know peak stress time for parents and when it hits so they know?
Yeah, get them prepared.
Warning label, 7:16 exactly in the morning.
Wow.
They say that's when like most people are starting to gather everything to get out of the house to get ready for school. They say that one of the most stressful times is kids putting on their shoes. I agree. I don't know what it is about the shoe thing, but the shoe thing is a thing. It's a real thing. They said getting people's breakfast ready, getting all the clothes ready out the door, putting on the shoes, trying to gather all of the things. 7:16 in the morning, most parents, it hits their peak stressful time of the day. Who are the happiest people?
Not the parents at 716. Know that.
Okay. Do you want to know who is? People who are currently engaged. Engaged Americans are the happiest. The least happiest people? Married. No, I'm joking. the least happy are people who are separated but not yet divorced, like when they're in that limbo stage. Here's an interesting fact, though. An equal amount of happiness between divorced and married. You just know if you're with the right person or if you're not with the right person, like, I made the right decision. I'm happy that I got divorced kind of thing.
I don't know what almost came over me, but when you were first reading that and you said engaged, I almost said AB.
What?
Like, AB's about to get... AB needs to find a man before she...
That would be crazy.
Best Saturday morning cartoons from the 1980s.
Oh, this is Kevin Core. Let's hear it.
So you want to pass on it?
Yeah. No,
Kevin,
no.
Kevin,
no.
All right. Kevin, what do you think is number one since you're a big cartoon guy?
God, the 1980s? The Smurfs?
No. I thought you'd get
Flintstones.
This,
Flintstones.
No. All right. It's all Kevin's favorites. Number six, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. 5, G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Kevin was a huge
Joe
character.
I didn't know that was a show.
What?
Huh?
I didn't know either.
It was the show.
I thought it was just a toy.
You know what you didn't know? Knowing's half the battle.
DuckTales at 4, He-Man at 3.
Okay.
2 Super Friends.
Oh, yeah.
And number 1.
Okay.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey, look, can I guess? Because I know what you need to miss. Transformers.
Number one was Transformers. Right. My God, Kevin knew it.
Roll out.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Ashley, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Doing pretty good. How's Hannah doing?
I'm very good.
Hopefully not great.
Yeah.
Oh, my
That's
God.
The trash talk we're looking for, Ashley. She's not great. Right, Hannah, you're not great.
I'm great.
No, not great. She's leaving. She's taking her bowl of cottage cheese because she eats cottage cheese every day.
Yuck.
Yuck.
Exactly.
Yuck. Right. That's right, Ashley. She's leaving. We're going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. She can't hear us trash talk her or all you. You get all the correct answers, okay?
Okay.
All right. VMAs are coming up this weekend. Who's hosting the VMAs?
I have no clue.
All right. Respect. What network is the VMAs on?
I don't know.
Back in the day. I mean, it's not really back in the day. It happens every year.
Yeah.
But I feel like people cared a lot more about it back in the day. This channel was a bigger deal back in the day.
This channel showed tons of music videos.
Oh, MTV?
Yeah. MTV. Yeah. It's still around, Ashley.
Oh, gosh. I didn't even know.
Respect. Who did Jason Kelce say hopes Travis Kelce chooses as his best man?
Oh, gosh. Himself? Jason Kelce?
Yes. Yeah, look at that. That was a tough question. The answer was in the question. Who is Jason and Travis Kelce's mom? What is her name?
They call her Mama Kelce, but I don't know her first name.
Do you guys want to give her a point for Mama Kelce?
Close enough.
Sure. Why not?
Let's go for it. Yeah. You're on the board, Ashley. We like you.
The kids would not call her Donna.
Yeah. And then which pop star just announced her first tour in 6 years? It's the Eternal Sunshine Tour. It's going to start June of next year.
Oh, gosh. I feel like I heard this, but I can't remember. Let's say, I don't know. Beyonce.
All right. 3 out of 5. Beyonce was not correct, but Beyonce is always a good one to just submit as a guess because a lot of answers end up with Beyonce.
They do. I know.
All right. We're going to see how Hannah does. See if she can get at least 3 out of 5. We'll bring her back in next.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
All right. We got Hannah walking back into the studio. We're playing Hannah's homeschool here on the Brett Maga Show. Ashley was hoping that Hannah was not doing good. Hannah, do you still feel like you're doing good?
Yep.
We wish you were still not doing good because Ashley did okay. We wish you were doing okay because that's about how you would describe
your... What did you get, 3 out of 5?
How many did you get, Ashley?
I got 3 out of 5.
Hannah was able to get that right. Will she be able to get the other questions right?
Who knows?
I'm going to ask Hannah the same 5 pop culture questions I asked Ashley. We'll see how Hannah does, okay? Hannah, we've been talking a lot about the VMAs. You've been covering the VMAs in the Hollywood hashtag. Who's hosting the VMAs?
Oh.
Oh.
LL Cool J?
LL Cool J is the host of the VMAs. Okay. Yes. Dang. What network is the VMAs on?
MTV.
Yep. I would also take in CBS and Paramount Plus because it's on all three. Mm. Who did Jason Kelce say hopes is Travis Kelce's best man?
Wait, what?
Who did Jason Kelce say hopes is Travis Kelce's best
himself?
Man? He did say himself. He said, I really want to be his best man.
Yeah.
What is Jason and Travis Kelce's mom's name?
Donna.
Donna
Kelce.
And which pop star announced she is going on tour for the first time in 6 years? It's the Eternal Sunshine Tour starting June of next
year. Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande, five for five.
Wow.
Dang. Ashley, she was doing more than okay. She was really
good. I said I was great.
Yeah, she really did say she was great, and she did great.
Yeah, she's good at this, though.
Yeah, she sucks. But you got to say, this is Ashley at Schooled by Hannah.
This is Ashley, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's Homeschool!
Mega Minds!
Let's do the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Maga Show. See if you figure that out. Men are more likely than women to have this from an ex. What do you think they have from an ex?
Men are more likely than women?
Yep, to have this from an ex. What do you think men have from an ex?
An earring?
Okay, probably. Maybe they kept an old earring. Okay,
maybe she left it there.
Yeah, or like, I mean, there's women couples. So yeah, that was a good answer. Probably more likely to keep an old earring.
I think it's some type of clothing. I think it's a shirt.
Oh, Hannah's wearing her boyfriend's clothes. You think the men actually keep the clothes more?
Yeah, it was
guys
probably
demand
a gift
it back.
Or something.
Give me
yeah.
my sweatshirt back. Because
right.
I feel like more women wear the guy's clothing. But okay,
maybe like an old hairbrush.
No, you guys are way off today.
This is a hard one.
It is a tricky one. Men are more likely than women to have this from an ex, and I think the answer might surprise you. 855-444-MEGA. If you can guess in your text in your guesses, men are more likely than women to have this from an ex. It's 855-444-6342. The answer is coming your way next.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Maga Show. Men are more likely than women to have this from an ex. I thought the answer might surprise you.
Brad texted in and said, anxiety. That's crazy.
That's pretty funny.
Amanda says phone numbers, and a lot of people texted in and said photos.
It's not photos. That's in the same realm, though.
Oh, is it letters?
Yes. Men will actually keep the letters from their exes. You think, like, women have this, like, box of, like, the letters and cards and all that stuff?
They're burning them. Yeah, I was going to say, burn it!
Yeah, but men are the ones that kept it, like, oh, this is my box with all the love letters and cards she got me. Give it up, guys. Just give it up. We were all feeling a little anxiety yesterday as Hannah was up for a big award. Here in St. Louis, they do something called the Headliner Awards, where they reward businesses and people in our community, the best of the best. And so you get to find out some of the best restaurants, some of the best things that are happening in our community, and some of the best people. And Hannah is one of the best people in the community. Duh. And so she was nominated and in the top three for best radio personality. It was Hannah, Rizzuto, and Courtney. Mm-hmm. And they had this big award show at the Ritz yesterday. How was it? You got all dressed all fancy? Was it fun?
It was so much fun. Last year, I went to the same award show, but they totally like revamped it this year. It was so cool. They had people on stilts.
I heard it was better last year. I was there last year.
You were there with me last year.
Everyone said, man, when Brett was there last year, that was the year it peaked.
Yeah, and they had like a really nice photo booth. It was awesome.
Yeah, Hannah, I saw Hannah this morning. We were walking in, and she goes, it was way better than last year. I was like, cool, bro. She went with her boyfriend this
awesome.
Year. Yeah, I bet. So that's awesome. Everyone was curious, did you end up winning Best Radio Personality? You had won this award last year, so you were kind of sort of defending your title. You were the Philadelphia Eagles. You were the defending champion.
Well, I don't know if the Eagles defended their title or not, won or lost, but I know that last night I did not bring home the title of Best Radio Host this year.
Dang.
Last year I did. Aww. This year I did not. I came in second, but
who won?
Scott Rizzuto from The Point One. And you know, honestly, I'm so happy. When I opened the program and saw his name, I didn't text my family first and tell them the news. I didn't text my friends first. I actually, the first thing I did was get out my phone, text Riz, and congratulate him on winning. And I truly mean that.
What did he say back?
He said, "What is that?" Mike, what do you mean? What is that?
Hannah really wanted to win this. She was like, "I'm freaking out. I want to win this." And the guy who won is like,
"Yeah,
what
I bought
win?
A dress. I did the heels, curled my hair, brought my hot boyfriend with me, and didn't win." But yeah, Rizzuto won. Didn't know what the award was.
You know what's
but...
so funny about Rizzuto is I moved here like 4 years ago. Everywhere I go, I only, like, the people find out what I do for a living. I'm like, "Oh, I have a radio show on Y98. My name's Brett Mega. It's the Brett Mega Show." They're like, "Cool. Do you know Guy Phillips or Rizzuto?"
Yeah.
That's right. Like how people respond to me.
Yeah.
That's cool. So congratulations to him.
Yeah. I'm so very happy for him. I actually just saw him at that morning show boot camp Brett and I always talk to you guys about. And he was telling me about, like, bits and things he's done over the years. And he's telling me the years of these things. I'm like, that was when I was in elementary school. Oh. You were doing this stuff. But no, he's a good friend of mine. He's a great radio personality. I couldn't be happier for
him. That's awesome. Can I just say how awesome that is in a lot of ways? Because it shows you how connected the St. Louis radio community is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're up against friends of yours.
Yes.
And there's no ill will.
No, there's
not. We hate the fact that he won because we love Hannah. But, you know, and we know that Hannah's better than Scott. But I'm shots fired. Shots fired. But regardless of that, I just think it's awesome that, you know, that's how this community is. You know, it's like, hey, that's a cool thing, and we'll get them next year.
I feel like for me, who's someone who's not from here and not like connected to like all of the radio things that are happening or even just the community. One of the things that I love that the Headliners does is that's how I get to experience the city. When you move into a new city, or people like, "Oh, cool. Like, I know not just the winner of the Headliners, but I know multiple places to go for restaurants or barbershops or nail salons or whatever." You just see that, like, "Oh, these three or four places were nominated. They must do high quality service or work." And so the places that work for that are the closest to you for the restaurants or a place you might want to try, that's what the Headliner and things do, is it gives you and spotlights businesses or people in general. And so I think that's really cool to just be nominated, because that's how the community comes together, is through those nominations. People who win them, those are awesome. They well deserved, but it's about highlighting the people that are extraordinary in our community. And for some reason, people thought you were extraordinary in our community, Hannah.
Yeah. And I want to thank everybody for voting. You know, the award show is all generated by the community. So the community nominated me. They brought me up to the top five. Then they brought me up to the top three. Then they apparently brought me up to two. And I'm so thankful for that. I've had so many people reach out to me, and I'm just so, I have nothing but like good words and good things feeling in my heart about this. Thank you guys on the show for being supportive and sending me text and alerts last night to make sure I was alive and happy. So thank you guys for that. I just posted some of the pictures from last night. They're all fun and cute. And I got to wear pink, so it was a good night.
All right, if you want to see the eye candy, who replaced me, that's the real
name. Hot boyfriend Julian.
Who replaced Brett? It's up on our Instagram, the Brett Mega Show on Instagram. Yesterday was a big day for my family. My son, who is 4.5, had his first, like, full day of school where he's going to go like every single day from like 8:30 to 1 o'clock. He does the whole lunch thing and everything. And I just feel like, I don't know what happened in my life. All of a sudden I had his little baby and now he's off to school and running out of the car and going off and doing his thing. And as a parent, that's like I'm not someone who gets nervous about things. Like, things don't really stress me out. I hate to say that because it sounds like so like annoying, to be honest. Like, "Oh, I don't get stressed out." But the situations like that would normally stress people out don't. But what stresses me out the most is when I feel like I have no control. And letting your kid out of the car and letting him go off to school feels like I have lost all control and he's just released to the world. Like, he doesn't need me anymore. Right. That's how I felt all day yesterday. So he had his first day of school, and my wife during drop off said, and she had to do like all three kids. We have a newborn. We have a, you know, 4.5-year-old.
Two-year-old
and a newborn in the car. So she had to do the whole drop off thing. And she said she gave him like the biggest hug. He gave her like the biggest hug and kiss and then said, "Love you, mommy," jumped out of the car and then just went.
Wow. That's really big for your son.
Yeah. And he was confident. And the teacher wrote us an email saying he got, you know, toured around the classroom. He did great. And when I picked him up, because I had to do pickup, he was extremely happy. He's like, I really loved it. I can't wait to go back tomorrow.
Wow. Awesome.
He had an awesome first day of school, guys.
That's great. That's what you want, you know?
Yeah. The hardest part about the first day of school is one of our closest friends, their daughter goes to that school, and she's gone there for a year. And apparently I was supposed to be listening to like how the pickup and drop off instructions.
Of course you'd be the one to screw that up.
So, I should have put money on that.
So I go to pick him up and I couldn't remember if I'm supposed to, because for when they drop him off, you stay in the car. The kid jumps out of the car. He goes on his own. And then for pickup, I couldn't remember. Is it the same thing as do I stay in the car or not? So I was like, well, I'll stay in the car because I don't want to be like creeping around the like classrooms or walking onto the playground. You pick him up from the playground. And so I'm like sitting there for a second. And our friend, her daughter comes up to my car, like walks up from the playground and yells like, hey, Brett, you got to go over here, man. So another four-year-old had to tell me what to do. Thank God she did that. And so I was like, oh, I didn't know. So I walk up and I'm like yelling to the teacher, I didn't know. I didn't know how pickup works. And yeah, he had an awesome first day and was super excited to go back. And we told him like, hey, you could pick out whatever restaurant you want. We'll go to like a dinner and stuff like that. And he picked Cheesecake Factory, which is interesting that he picked Cheesecake Factory because it makes sense because it's got cheesecake. That's awesome. But it's that restaurant in general has like special meaning to my family. My mom used to always, we lost her like 5.5 years ago to dementia, would always have this like envelope, and she'd be like saving money in an envelope from when my wife and I would come back from college or she'd come back and visit from college. Like, I'm going to take Brett and Katie out to Cheesecake Factory.
Aww.
So every kid, when we find out their gender, we don't really do a big gender reveal. We would just go to Cheesecake Factory and tell them to bring out a piece of cheesecake, and it would be like whatever one was, a boy or a girl. And that's how we'd always find out at Cheesecake Factory, is how we found out we were having a boy. And so just a restaurant that has special meaning. It all just comes, feel like very full circle for me.
Wow.
And my mom never got to meet my kids, but that story continues to be an important part of my story and my son's journey on his first day of school.
And he picked it all by himself.
Yeah, he just picked. He's like, I think Cheesecake Factory would be what I want to go to. And it's like crazy, man, that like my kid's going to school now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And it also, like, those are the type of days, though, that I do have. And I don't know if other parents have that, where, like, I do miss my mom so much. I got to send it, like, a picture to my brother and my dad. Like, hey, it's his first day of school. And, like, I don't get to send that to my mom. That sucks a little bit. Mm. And so I did think about that yesterday. I was like, man, I have a son who's, like, going off and going to school. And my mom did that to me. And it's funny because my dad tells a story about my brother when he went to his first day of school as the oldest. He came back and said, don't ever send me back to that place again.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
wow.
And,
that was me.
Yeah.
That's not what you really want.
Yeah, right? No. But me, I came back and I was like, I loved it. And I had the same response. Like, my brother was taking me to the bus stop and I was like, see you later, mom. And my mom like was like, he doesn't need me anymore. That's my baby. And my dad was like, said to me, he's like, I wonder what kind of, how Theodore will react when getting dropped off. And he had a lot of me in him, which I felt like kind of proud that like, I got this, I'm taking on the day. And he came back saying, like, I loved it. I had so much fun. And I wanted to be like, my mom always used to have this saying, and I think she said it when I was like driving her crazy, but I hope you have a kid just like you one day. And I was like, he's just like me, man. Like, he's excited about school. Aww. And he has this big imagination, and I'm doing it. Like, I have a kid who's off to school, and that was crazy for me to even think about and comprehend. Just wanted to share that with you, those big wins and the losses we share with you every single moment here on the Brett Maga Show.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So when it comes to the Super Bowl, it's safe to say that the NFL commissioner has his hands full. He's a little busy on that day, you know, just the biggest day of the season for him. And so with that, the commissioner's never really commented on, like, the halftime performer, halftime performance. That's just, like, not really his thing. He has other things to focus on when it comes to the Super Bowl. But for the first time, Roger Goodell actually commented on the upcoming halftime performance and actually even got into uncharted waters because he talked about the one and only taboo topic of the NFL, Taylor Swift.
Is Taylor Swift invited to play the Super Bowl this year, the halftime show?
We would always love to have Taylor play. She is a special talent. She would be welcome at any time.
Is it in the works?
I can't tell you anything about that.
Is it a maybe?
It's a maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll take a maybe.
It's a maybe.
Maybes are good in situations like that.
I am shocked that the NFL would comment on speculation. Like, usually at this time of the year, people start to speculate, but they're like kind of finalizing a deal. And then the NFL releases it, and it's like this big bang. He later on says, like, I'm just waiting for Jay-Z, because he's the one who, like, actually is the one who creates the whole thing. I feel like, when I saw that he commented on it, I thought there's no way she's playing the Super Bowl halftime show, because he wouldn't comment on it if it was going to happen. He would wait for like a big announcement. And so he's just like saying, like, it's not our fault she's not playing. She's always invited. But then I watched the interview and it made me feel like he was like, yeah, we're close to a deal. I'm just waiting for Jay to get it done and putting the pressure on Jay and Taylor. Like, I like, first I thought, oh, that means she's not playing it. But then I watched it and I'm like, that was weird. That was such a weird response.
The thing that pulls me back from thinking that she would do it is because I don't know that she would want to kind of like cross intersect her career and Travis's career.
I agree with that.
Like, I feel like that is, no pun intended, her stepping onto his turf. And so I don't know that she would want to do that.
I think this is Taylor. I think this is Travis's last year. It's kind of poetic for him. I think it's year 13 for him and his, you know, his,
oh my gosh,
connection with Taylor Swift.
Is.
Yeah. So I think this is his final run. And I think what Roger Goodell was saying was like, hey, she has an invite. When you get the announcement, it's not Taylor Swift. It's not because the NFL doesn't want Taylor Swift. It's because Taylor Swift, weirdly enough, doesn't want the NFL, which is so weird to say because everyone wants the Super Bowl. But I think him commenting on it instead of saying like, oh, she's always invited, we're just going to figure out what's next, was weird. Like, maybe she does play it. My guess, if I had a bet, I would bet no.
I think it's after Travis is retired.
Okay, let's see what they announce. They will announce in the next couple of weeks.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Is there any women out there that are playing fantasy football? 855-444-MEGA. I want to know if there's any women out there that are into fantasy football, because football is back. 855-444-6342. Of all the things Hannah's done in her life, I have never been more proud. Hannah has finally caved. She is in a fantasy football league.
Hannah!
Welcome,
Yay!
Hannah. It's going to change your life. Your life has changed after tonight.
I don't think I'm going to be invested in this at
all. No, you're going to be locked in.
No, I don't think I am.
Okay, first off, fantasy football is the greatest thing that's ever been created. We love fantasy football. So one of the things that I love to do, is probably one of my favorite hobbies, is to play fantasy football, the group of people. But you don't usually see a lot of women in the leagues. There's a lot of times, like, they're just guys. Is any women out there playing fantasy football, or anyone in a all-women's league? Because Hannah told me you were going to do fantasy football, and I thought, okay, that's funny. You won't be invested. But you're in a league with all women. It's all women's league.
Yeah, I am in a league with all women. There's a group chat. It was like, we put money in this thing.
How much?
I think it was $20. I don't know.
She still hasn't paid, probably.
No, I did. We've had just like a lot of conversations about it, and this is just so unfamiliar to me. This is like uncharted waters.
You're getting
waters.
Roped in. There's a group chat. You got money on the line. You got a team. What's the league called? You said it's inappropriate, so
yeah,
be careful.
I wouldn't get canceled for this. Our all women's league is called Tutties and TDs.
That's hilarious. That not only do you have an all women fantasy football league, but it's like this risque.
Naughty.
I know that I'm going to get flamed in the group chat because one of the girls said, like, oh, by the way, we have a secret celebrity in here. And so I'm sure they'll hear this and be like, oh my gosh, here we go.
What's your team name? Do you come
up with a I'm really proud of my name. I didn't like ChatGPT anything. I made this up myself.
Wants to brag about the name.
My name is Here for the Buff Chick Dip. Because that's what I like about football.
All right.
The Buffalo Chicken Dip.
Everyone, big reaction. I think she thought she was going to get a better reaction. No way. Best name ever.
It's a little long. I think if you said here for the dip, I think I would be a little more.
Or like, you know, chick dip, because you're like in a chicken dip league.
And you're a chick. Yeah.
Other names, Kelsey's Kingdom.
People are in the league?
To Infinity and Beyond. All Too Allen, Give It To Me Baby.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Look at you guys. Look at this.
Ball Too Well.
Ball Too Well is one of the team names in my league, too. That's so funny.
Nickelodeon Slime Time. Kirk Your Enthusiasm.
Wow. Your league is real.
Yeah.
My wife played in a fantasy football league one time. One time only. At the last second, on the group chat, I had won this fantasy football league like three times in a row. I was dominating this league. The group chat texted and said, hey, a guy dropped out last second. We're supposed to do the draft today. We're either going to have to cancel the league, or does anyone have an extra guy? And my wife and I were road tripping, and I saw the text and was like, well, I love this league. I've won it three times. Do you want to do it? And she was like, well, are you going to tell people your wife's joining? I was like, no.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Don't make me look bad.
Oh, my God.
So she faked it. So she, I go, I got a guy. His name is Brad. He'll join the league.
I would be so offended.
She, oh, my God. So she joins the league. She drafts the league as Brad. Guys, she won the league.
No way.
Wow. She got first place. Brad won the league. The next 2 years, I was not invited. I haven't been invited since.
Your friend Brad?
Because of Brad. Brad ruined it for me. I never got invited back to the league. They kicked me out of the league. I think they might have thought I was running both teams, and so I was cheating. Or they knew that Brad was my wife, and they didn't want the women dominating the league. I don't know. I think these men were sexist.
Katie is like, you know, from the, she's the man of the fantasy football.
She's the man, exactly.
Amanda,
I did fantasy football one time.
You did,
what?
And it was with my boyfriend at the time, his whole family, and me. And then he broke up with me a couple weeks into it. So then I just kept getting notifications for weeks and weeks and
weeks. So you hate fantasy
football. This is a trigger.
Yes, this is a trigger for me.
Wow, all right. Sorry to bring it up.
Do you remember your name by chance?
No idea.
Heartbroken. She changed it to the league. You suck. Okay. If there's a woman out there that likes fantasy football, and if there's any way there's another league out there other than Hannah's, because I don't know that there's probably very many leagues out there like Hannah's that are all women's league. 855-444-MEGA. Give us a call if you do fantasy football. 855-444-6342. I am so proud of Hannah. She has joined a fantasy football league. Welcome to the club, Hannah. It's going to change your life. Your life will never be the same after today because football is back, and Hannah is in a fantasy football league. Is there any women out there who are in a fantasy football league? And I cannot believe this. Hannah's in an all-woman's fantasy football league. When you told me you were doing fantasy football, I thought you joined a league with your boyfriend because you got a new boyfriend. And he's like, oh, let me have my girlfriend in the league.
I don't even think that would be fun.
To be in it with a boyfriend?
Because he's so competitive and I'm so competitive that I think that would make us argue in real life.
So you've got an all-fantasy football league with women, and you don't think that will be any drama?
No, this is just like girlies having fun.
855-444.
And my boyfriend helped me, so I don't think he would have helped me if we were on the same league.
Oh, you think he would have taken it like super seriously?
Yes!
855-444-6342. Were you supposed to get help? I don't think your league is going to be happy with that. It's probably breaking the rules.
I had my fingers crossed.
Jan, you do fantasy football?
I do.
Who are you in a league with, men, women? Who's in this league?
It's our whole family. So the team is called Fantasy Food Fights, and all the teams have to have food names like Burnt End Zone.
Hilarious!
I love it.
Super clever.
I'm the Strawberry Sundays. But the first thing I learned is fantasy football is a huge time suck, and I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. So my goal is to come in last. Which somebody has to do it, and I do it with grace. So I pick my names according to how I like the name, what team they were from. Maybe they went to high school somewhere I like. So when I accidentally win, it makes everybody bonkers.
Oh, my God.
That's how I kind of was. Like,
thank you so
much
for the call.
There's all these positions you're supposed to pick first and whatever. I'm like, I don't care. Like, I just care about yeah, their name, if it's fun or not.
You know how I know Hannah is lying? Hannah's trying to act cool right now. Like, I don't even care about fantasy football. If you don't care, then you wouldn't have had your boyfriend help. You brought in
That's
a ringer. You brought in a ringer.
He stayed on the phone with me for like 2 hours.
I was gonna say, not only did she go, oh, who's a couple of players, and she jotted it down so she didn't look like an idiot. No, she brought in a ringer, had an earpiece in, who was giving her tips and telling her to dress.
He actually he asked if I could screen share with him.
Yeah, so you're lying. I don't care. It's no big deal. Screen sharing earpieces in. You guys are working in disguise. Yeah. All to win this league. Hannah's so competitive.
I am very competitive. Yes. Right. I am very competitive, but I haven't cared yet.
Well, because the season just started.
Yeah. We'll see how I am by Super Bowl.
Marcy, you're in a fantasy football league?
Yes, it is all girls. They've been doing it for about 5 years. I've been doing it for about 3. We have very strict rules that...
Whoa.
You can get help from men, but they cannot actually do anything on your phone. They can look and provide words, but no.
That's hilarious. Funny. This is so funny. Okay. Did you get any help? Did anyone in your life help you?
No. So my husband usually tries, but I don't listen to him, and then he gets mad at me.
Go figure. Okay.
Well, but this year, we just did our draft Sunday, and I actually came the most prepared I've ever been, and he was actually out of town, so couldn't help me.
Oh, wow. See, right. Hannah, this is going to be you year 3. You're just like, casual.
Yeah.
Then you're like, I came the most prepared I've ever been. Mm-hmm. Hannah's going to have a book, a magazine.
Which usually ends up being your worst season when you come prepared.
What is your league name, and what is your team name?
It is Suck R T D's.
Okay.
Very Touchdown. SEC appropriate.
Okay. Wow.
I still need to come up with my team name, but I have Brock Bowers and Brock Purdy, so I'm thinking like
New Kids on the Brock.
Like a Brock star.
Yeah.
No, the
Brock
summer I turned Purdy.
Oh,
the
that.
Summer I turned Purdy is right
Purdy.
There.
Purdy like a Brock star. Yeah, there's so many good ones.
Yeah.
I like Rock Your Brody.
That's what I do too.
Okay. There you go.
One.
Boom. Team name. All right. Let us know if you guys win, okay?
I will.
All right. Like, now Hannah's locked in. Fantasy
rock
football.
Rock your body.
Yeah.
What did I say?
You're Brocked in.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.